It may be early summer, but it's never too soon to think about school supplies for next fall. The United Way of Greater Chattanooga is collecting school supplies for the annual Stuff the Bus campaign. My guest is Kelly Knave from United Way. A typical school bus has plenty of room for students in their backpacks when they roll merrily off to school. But some students can barely gather enough supplies to begin the school year, much less have the paper and pencils needed to get through the entire year. Stuff the Bus attempts to collect enough school supplies to completely fill a school bus, or even more. Where do the donated school supplies end up?
United Way takes all of the supplies, or even sometimes cash, that we collect that are donated for our Stuff the Bus campaign. And those are given to the Hamilton County PTA Council's Teacher Supply Depot. And what we're trying to do is there's so many great programs around, you know, this area that work on helping children in need have the supplies they need to start school. We know that that notebook they get in August or September isn't going to last them until April. So we work with the PTA to see to it that the Teacher Supply Depot is stocked with enough supplies to last teachers and children for an entire year. The reason we're working through teachers is, you know, number one, with the PTA and the Teacher Supply Depot, they're a 501c3, and plus they're working directly in the Hamilton County Department of Education public school system. And those teachers know which kids in their class, what they have and what they don't have. So those teachers are the best ones, because when the kids are in class and they're doing things and they don't have what they need, the kid's going to ask the teacher, "Teacher, I need some paper," or, "Teacher, I don't have a pencil," or, "Teacher, this." So that way they can be supplying their students directly with the materials they need to succeed in school.
Is there a cost for the teachers when they go to that depot?
The only requirement for being able to shop, and we shop in quotation marks, at the depot is just that you be a member of the Hamilton County PTA through your school or directly. And depending on where you are in school or which chapter you're a member of, as a teacher, it should cost you no more than $5 to $10 a year to be a member of the PTA. Then they usually have 3 shopping days a year. They try to have 4 shopping days. And I believe they did have 4 shopping days last year. But then you get to go shop. And the thing is, you're not paying for anything. You know, you go in with a cart or whatever, you fill it up with what you need, and you check out. And the only reason they just do it like shopping so they can keep track of the inventory to know, you know, what they still have a lot of or what they're running low on. So it works out really well for everyone. And, you know, some of the things that we get donated that's so amazing is we get office supplies donated. And, you know, teachers can use office supplies in their classroom. One company donated like carpet samples and things of that nature. And we've had teachers who were art teachers or who taught special ed classes come in, and they needed things like that for projects they were working on with their students. It's amazing, you know, some of the things that the teachers can use that they have need for. But, you know, usually for teachers, the thing they have the greatest need for is copy paper, because many times they produce their own educational materials to hand out to the students to try to help them better grasp the subject material they're teaching. So they go through lots of copy paper, but they also need number 2 pencils. They always need number 2 pencils. They need erasers to give to the kids. They need composition books to give to the kids. They use lots of composition books. They need lots of loose leaf notebook paper, you know, lined, ruled paper. They need, you know, small to medium size ring bound notebooks. They need spiral bound notebooks for the children. So, you know, there's all those different things. The one thing that they don't need through the Teacher Supply Depot or backpacks. They hand out school supplies, but the one thing they're not handing out to the children are backpacks. There are several other organizations in town that are handing out the backpacks at the beginning of the school year.
So basically, what you're looking for are the types of materials that would be consumed or used up in a day-to-day classroom experience by either the students or the teacher. And I know a lot of teachers are given, this is your allotment of copy paper at the beginning of the year, and once it's gone, it's gone.
That's right. Like I said, we're trying to work with as many different organizations as possible. Publix always comes on board every year and does a school supply drive for us at all their area stores. Walgreens has been doing collection for us at their stores. We would love for more stores to come on board and join us. We have a lot of companies like Chatham and other companies that do the supply drives at their businesses as part of their United Way campaigns that donate to this. We've had churches like St. Paul's Episcopal that collected, you know, about $2,000 to $3,000 worth of supplies last year. We've had restaurants. Brew House last year joined with Chattanooga Office Supply, and they collected more than $3,000 worth of supplies in one day to donate to stuff the bus. So, I mean, it's a really great thing. And one of the things we'll be doing, you know, stuff the bus for us, since we're focused on providing a year's worth of supplies, we start July 1st, but we don't end until October 31st. So it goes on for 4 months. And one of the things we'll do, we'll be doing lots of different activities with lots of different sponsors and stores. So there'll be lots of different events during that time. And so the best thing people can do is just go to our website, liveunitedchattanooga.org, and there will be a link right on the homepage so they can go and find out more about Stuff the Bus. And we'll have a list of drop-off locations. We have lists of the supplies needed. We will have posters that they can print off, things of that nature. So we'll just have so many different things that they'll be able to use to try to make it easy. And, you know, if somebody needs to call for more information about the event or to get assistance with the event, they can always call United Way at area code 423-752-0322. And we'd be more than happy to help them. And, you know, we have great partners. Top Flight always donates a huge amount of school supplies. Two men in a truck have been so gracious to pick up supplies and drop them off at the depot. So we have great organizations that we're working with who are helping us. And every year it just keeps getting bigger. Last year we collected $54,000 in supplies and cash. And this year we'd like to get up to 60. And of course, the biggest event of all happens in August, and that'll be August 17th, which is Live United Day.
Visit the web at liveunited.org to learn more about Stuff the Bus and how to get involved. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.